Heather, welcome to the show.
I think so on crop circles, but I'd have to do more research.
Thank you. Like a good journalist, she's going to wait until the evidence is all accounted for. What's the current status of the tax plan for us individuals? What's the latest news on this, Heather?
Oh, yes, that's the big question. It is literally being decided right now in the halls of Congress what those amounts are going to be. So the big question that's up in the air is where those tax brackets are going to fall. We're going to learn just who exactly Republicans in Congress think really is middle class. You know, is that the 100,000 family earning 100,000, earning 150,000, earning 200,000? Where is that line going to be drawn?
That's an interesting takeaway. So, I mean, if they say there's three brackets, we would imagine one will be for high income earners, one will be for the lowest. But the big fat middle one will be the definition of middle class. And what are you hearing will be the top dollar amount potentially for that?
It's honestly, it's still all over the place. We have been on the phones all day, as you can imagine, and there I'm not going to say it even on the air because I don't think there's a good
rate. I'll give you a guess, but for those people, would it then be a 25% would be the tax rate for them?
Oh, for middle class, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that's correct for the middle.
25%.
And then there's all this other stuff. And one of the reasons I think we're talking today is whether or not the middle class, one of their favorite tax breaks is the 401k. So the money a lot of people put in retirement. And it's a serious debate whether or not to lower that threshold or even do away with it altogether.
And again, is that entirely in flux? The president has stood fast on this. He said the 401k will not be affected.
Yes, but at the end of the day, he wants tax cuts and the tax bill passed most of all. And right now, the big problem in Congress is they don't have enough money to pay for it. And that's why they're having this discussion about where to find money. And one of the places they're looking is this really juicy tax break that is worth about $70 billion in lost government revenue a year. And that's the 401k. That
I would prefer.
A lot of your listeners are putting money into.
Well, sure. I mean, I really don't even like the characterization of it as lost revenue. That's gained revenue for me. Better that we all save, and you know, sort of. I mean, that was the point of the deductibility of the 401k to begin with, is to take us off the government roll. And one way to do that, the dole, it would be to incentivize savings. The 401k deductibility does that. I'll tell you what, they better not mess with that.
Yes, well, the piece I just put up that a lot of people forget, there's over 62 million active accounts. So over 62 million people are using the 401k right now. That's about a third of the adult population in this country. So this is not, you know, some sort of small tax break. This is something a lot of people are using right
now. Well, what are other Republicans saying about this? Do they see that as low-hanging fruit, or do they appreciate it the way I do, that it should be sacrosanct?
So the argument is very interesting that they're making, at least some of them are making. So one of the top tax writers is Congressman Kevin Brady of Texas, head of the House Ways and Means Committee. He's taking a central role in authoring this bill. And he keeps saying the reason that they would do away with it or dramatically lower the rate amount you can put away tax-free in a 401k is because he thinks it's not working. He thinks that there's better ways to encourage people to save more.
Huh.
The problem is his plan is to try to basically get people to move from a 401k to what's known as the Roth IRA. Mm-hmm. So what's the difference between two of those? We won't get too wonky, but basically if you put money into a 401k or a traditional IRA, you get the tax break right away. So you're taking money that hasn't been taxed yet and putting it away, and then you don't pay taxes on it until you withdraw it when you're 60 or 70 or 80 or 90 years old and you're retiring. It's the complete opposite with the Roth IRA. So with Roth IRA, you can only put in money you've already been taxed on. So money, you know, they've already taken out for taxes. You put it in the Roth IRA, it grows tax-free over your lifetime. And then when you take the money out at 60, 70, 80, 90 years old, you don't pay tax down the road. So what's the big difference here? The big difference is if we move to Roth IRA, the government gets money sooner.
What about me? Maybe the Roth IRA would be in my long-term interest.
Yeah, that's actually an interesting debate. The reason that people would want to put money in the Roth IRA is because they think that their tax rate isn't going to be that much lower down the road. So it doesn't make a difference if you pay the tax now versus later. There's also evidence that if you were to take 10% of your salary and either put it in the regular IRA where you're taxed later or put in the Roth IRA, you're actually better off putting it in the Roth IRA and letting it grow. So, you know, look, the 401k, it's not a perfect vehicle. There's a lot of things we could do to make it better. But we shouldn't be having this debate just to get money to pay for tax cuts.
Heather Long's on the line from the Washington Post. What are you hearing about deductibility of state and local taxes or mortgage interest?
You're right. So mortgage interests, we're not hearing as much that's quite as on the table. But state and local is definitely the other issue of the hour. There's a lot of digging in. Basically, we don't think they'll have the votes for tax reform if they keep it in. So that could change. It changes all the time. But at the moment, that's not very popular.
Tough to get them to tear out IRA deductibility, and tough to get them to touch the SALT group. What's going to give here?
Exactly, that's the big question.
Do we not have an answer? Do we not know what the answer is?
Well, there is an answer. Unfortunately, the tax bill writers don't seem to want to do it. The obvious answer that pretty much everybody from the left to the right, all the people who study these issues, keep telling everybody, saying over and over again, is it's to keep taxes higher or where they are on the wealthy, so not give the wealthiest Americans even more tax breaks, which is currently in the framework.
Go ahead, finish that.
And the other side is on the corporate side. So I think a lot of people agree we should lower the rates from where it is now. It's too high. It's not competitive. Most people agree on that. And so, okay, we lower it to 20%. That makes some sense, some rationale for that. But when you lower it that much, what they did in 1986 tax reform under President Reagan is they also, at the same time they lowered the rate, they got rid of a lot of the loopholes. At the moment, we're not talking about getting rid of any loopholes, so we're just lowering the rates without asking for anything in return.
Do me a favor, Heather. Continue to follow the story and take my call. I'll call you again either tomorrow or sometime next week. And you'll have an answer for me by then, right?
Oh, I bet. Yep.
And crop circles. I want you to look into that, too.
Sounds good.
Thanks for your time, Heather.
You too. Take care.
Heather Long writes for The Washington Post as their economics correspondent.